This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Technology Council Conference and CUNA our Operations and Member Experience Council Conference here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have here in the studio lounge, Dr. Lamont Black, professor of finance at DePaul University. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
It's been about a month or two since I've seen you.
Yes, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. So you were here again talking about cryptocurrency, blockchain, and the future of financial technology, just like you were a couple of months ago at the Origins Lending Tech Conference. So give us a quick summary on, because you said this talk was a little bit different than the one that we talked about last time. So give us a quick summary and maybe some of the differences that you discussed this time.
Yeah, so this one was more general. Okay. So just talking about what crypto is, what blockchain is, mm-hmm. how they're related. Blockchain as a platform, yep. crypto as an application of blockchain. Mm-hmm. So I presented my framework, a map for cryptocurrency, crypto as money, crypto as an asset, mm-hmm. crypto as a platform, mm-hmm. and I just walk through that and help people understand what money is, why I think crypto is a form of money, mm-hmm. how people are investing in crypto mm-hmm. as an asset, why they're investing, how credit unions can work with them mm-hmm. as people are investing. And then ultimately, blockchain as a platform that you can build new member-facing applications mm-hmm. on. So that's where I talk about lending potentially yeah. as an application, yeah. doing that on blockchain with NFTs, with DeFi. Mm-hmm. The one part that was new in this one was I added something at the end that I now call a roadmap for crypto, thinking about how credit unions can start to yeah. implement some yeah. of this. Yeah. And I kind of pointed out the credit unions that are moving forward, they're offering what's basically a self-directed investment account so that people can buy Bitcoin through the credit union, yeah, yeah. which is not a bad place to start. Right. But I hope that, you know, we can continue this evolution and journey, because ultimately crypto isn't something that you just put in a box. Mm-hmm. It's really designed to be transferred across networks. And so I introduced this right. idea of a digital wallet as a place where you can own both, you know, maybe dollars, mm-hmm. like a virtual wallet,
yeah.
but also crypto, and not just Bitcoin, but maybe stable coins,
multiple
maybe also
yeah.
Ethereum, and even an NFT.
Oh,
so how we could do ownership of a physical asset like a car,
yeah.
but that ownership, that title is recorded as an NFT in that member's digital wallet.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now, exactly. Mind blown. Once again, this will be like, what, the 14th time my mind has been blown talking to folks out here? Wow, the possibilities. And I bet that raised a few eyebrows in the audience.
Yeah, I think people who have started to hear more about this, they're starting to kind of put the pieces together. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting mm-hmm. to see some light bulbs coming on yeah. and some aha moments. Mm-hmm. I think for some people, it's still new.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so they're kind of like sitting back and like, whoa, like that's a lot of information.
We're still in crypto 101 here, you know, and for some folks out there, which I'm in that class
yeah.
too. So,
yeah.
so.
But I've always said, like, I'm on my own journey. Mm-hmm. Like it was my students who got me into crypto. Mm-hmm. So I was learning from them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I continue to learn
yeah.
from them.
Yeah.
So we're all in this together.
Right, right. So what's the most common question that you get when it comes to this stuff? Like, other than, hey, what is cryptocurrency and how can I get, what's kind of a unique inquiry that you get with this type of stuff? Because again, it's still so new to a lot of us and we're still trying to wrap our head around it and how the blockchain works. Well, it's just all this new vernacular, all this new vocabulary
yeah.
that we're learning on the fly, it seems like.
I mean, I think one of the implicit questions that's there for everybody is like, is crypto real? Is it, you know, something that has value, or
mm-hmm.
is it just a Ponzi scheme?
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, I just saw today, you probably saw it too, Jamie Dimon said, oh, this is just some sort of like virtual Ponzi
yeah.
scheme or
Don't
something?
Get me started on Jamie Dimon.
Didn't mean to strike a
yeah,
nerve.
Yeah, he's almost like Elon Musk. He's
yeah.
like, yo, make up your mind, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Got
but,
that right.
Yeah, I think, you know, like especially when I'm spending time with credit union boards mm-hmm. doing crypto education in particular. Yeah. I think it's just helping them get comfortable with this as a technology, mm-hmm. as, you know, you don't have to love it or hate it, mm-hmm. just try and understand what it is. And then also I think then the blockchain piece, trying to help people understand how it's different as a distributed ledger, mm-hmm. why it's decentralized, how that functions.
Yeah.
And so some credit unions are very focused on crypto and they want to try and roll that out. Some credit unions, I think, are focused on blockchain mm-hmm. as a tool and mm-hmm. how do we start building applications. And so
yeah.
part of the map is there's a lot of different directions you can
so
go with this.
So many moving pieces here.
Yeah. Which mean, is a good thing.
I know. Is there going to be like, I asked this to somebody earlier, is there going to be a chief crypto officer pretty soon? I mean, because, or a chief blockchain officer, something like that. Or I'm sure it'll be housed under the chief technology officer, but obviously it's percolating to the top and it's going to be a priority for a lot of folks, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so. I think it's something that's going to emerge. I don't think it will jump to that kind of endpoint super fast, but like some of the credit unions I'm working with, they have a crypto working group of their staff members. Some of them are senior people. Some of them are junior people. Yeah. I mean, some of them are like tellers who have gotten into crypto because it's like, just like I can learn from 20-year-olds. I don't have to be like the expert.
Yeah, yeah.
And so getting all those people together at a credit union mm-hmm. who are interested, who are learning mm-hmm. and just helping them coordinate and learn together. And then ultimately trying to form some ideas about, hey, maybe we could try this mm-hmm. or try that. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, you know, fintech or data analytics. There's just each of these things has emerged over time. And sometimes, you know, you've got somebody who's overseeing this whole area and then it's just one small piece.
Yeah.
But then gradually it grows and becomes more important mm-hmm. over time.
Yeah. Have you seen, I'm going to switch gears just slightly here to the investment side of cryptocurrency, because we obviously we've seen it take quite a dip, as they say. So have you seen, because you're closer to this than I am, but have you seen people kind of step back from it and maybe focus on other areas or something just because of the dip? I mean, obviously it's going to come back. It's going to come back. It's just a big check right now, what a lot of people are saying. But because when it was flying high, a lot of people were really interested in credit unions included. And I was doing a lot of interviews with credit unions saying, hey, we're offering these services for obvious reasons. But then since the dip, it's gone crickets. It's gone a little quiet. So what's your take on that?
Yeah.
What are you seeing out there?
I do think the mood has changed. Mm-hmm. One funny aside is, you know, I have these like speaking engagements. Some of them are conferences. Some of them are individual credit unions. And sometimes I have contracts. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
And it was like, I should probably get some of this in writing because they might be like, actually, we don't want to talk about that anymore. But I, you know, to their credit, every credit union who's reached out to me, like they're continuing to move forward.
Good.
And it's just a different discussion. And I think in many ways, a healthier discussion.
I agree.
It's not like chasing this bubble.
Yeah.
Like you know, even as an investor, you never want to be chasing that because, you know, trying to time the market is like, you're going to end up getting burned, right?
Yeah.
And I think especially if you're, as a credit union, thinking about offering something to your members only because it's going up, like what goes up must come down.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly we've seen that.
Did.
Crypto is, it part of what my message is, it's at the risk frontier. Like it is new technology, so it is speculative, so the price is going to be volatile.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to offer it to your members, they have to be prepared for that volatility.
Yeah.
And so I think many credit unions, to their credit, are taking advantage of this crypto winter as a time to just slow down, take a breath, and really think strategically.
Yeah.
Don't rush in. Don't step back and be passive.
Yeah.
I don't think it means, oh, we'll like check back in 6 months. It's like, how do we continue taking steps today so that we're ready when that does come back
take
around.
Off again. Yeah, this is a kind of a time to do all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
I like that. The crypto winter. I like that. It's a good terminology. So I want to kind of wrap this up here as, what's your message to credit unions in this area? I think you kind of probably alluded to it in your last response. This is a good time to really take a check, to get some more get educated, obviously, and then take those steps to move forward when it does come back and all these other pieces of the puzzle kind of come together. So yeah, there's so many pieces of
So part of that MAP framework, crypto as money, crypto as asset, crypto as platform, is three different areas that credit unions can be exploring for implementation. And so I think the A is where most credit unions are focused, crypto as an asset or an investment.
Yes.
And one of my points there is like, let's just not solely focus on these self-directed investment accounts, because then, like, I just get concerned that members are going to view it as like, oh, I've got my share account and now I've got my Bitcoin account and I'm just going to transfer money back and forth. If the number goes up, I'm rich. If the number goes down, now I'm poor.
Yeah.
And it's like, that wasn't the original idea of crypto. It was a way to transfer value on the internet. And so we've got to be thinking about the impact on payments, how this is going to roll out. Like, yes, people aren't buying pizza with Bitcoin, but you know, we have stable coins. The Federal Reserve is looking at a digital dollar. Like, currency is digitizing, and credit unions need to be preparing for that. And I think blockchain is a likely payment rail, so they should be exploring that. And then ultimately, blockchain as a technology, I think lending could be a great application of blockchain. I talk about secured lending in particular, because then you have the buyer of the asset, the seller of the asset, the funder of the asset. So like the person buying the car, the dealership, the credit union, how do they coordinate around the information for that purchase or transaction? You've got the vehicle information, you've got the borrower information. Blockchain is a way to share all of that on a distributed ledger, super efficient. And so even if you don't like crypto, start exploring these applications, same business, just doing it on better technology.
Yeah, we've been talking blockchain for a while now. So, but now it's really kind of it's really in our face big time now. So yeah, good stuff. Alrighty, sir, I could talk to you for hours on this type of stuff. I know you got stuff to do here, but thank you so much once again for hanging out with us in the studio lounge. Appreciate the up to the second information, because by the time we're done with this interview, something major will have happened. So
you never know.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, as always.
Good to see you,
Mike. Keep up the good work, and
Thank you, everybody.
We chat, it'll be another adventure for sure.
Look forward.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusay, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.